May the words of my mouth and the meditation of all our hearts be holy and pleasing in your sight, O Lord, our rock and redeemer. Amen. Good evening, friends. Merry Christmas. It's good to see you all, even in this way. You know, Oscar Romero, the former Archbishop of San Salvador, back in the late 70s when he was bishop, he used to preach at the cathedral in San Salvador. And he would preach the sermon to all who were gathered there. But his sermon would also be broadcast over the radio. So people in the furthest, tiniest village in rural El Salvador could also hear what the bishop had to say on any given Sunday. You know, I didn't expect to be broadcasting over FM radio at any point in my life, but I think we are in good company tonight, and I'm grateful that we have a chance to be here together. Now, you know, it wasn't supposed to happen this way, and by that I mean today, of course, the year 2020 maybe, but I also mean the gospel reading for today, the thing we commemorate this day, the birth of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. And you could also apply that to just about every crucial moment in Scripture. Father Abraham wasn't supposed to leave his homeland of Ur, leave his people, place, and kin behind, to wander to God knows where because he heard a small little voice telling him that he would be a blessing to the nations. His children, Jacob and Isaac and their children, weren't supposed to quarrel with one another and end up captive in Egypt to a nefarious Pharaoh who didn't know their name. Moses, that great prophet of the Jewish tradition, he wasn't even supposed to be born. It was the work of a couple of midwives, Shifra and Puah, who were wily and shrewd, who outsmarted the Pharaoh and prevented his untimely death. It was because of their work that Moses was able to float down the River Nile in a papyrus basket covered in pitch and tar, float on his way to salvation. No, my friends, none of these moments in Scripture were supposed to happen this way. None of them were supposed to happen this way. And that applies, too, to the words that we find in our Scripture for today, to the expectation of a Messiah. You see, for centuries, the people of Israel had longed for a Savior, one who would restore the kingdom and kingship to Israel, one who could stand up to the powers that be they kings or emperors, that pushed the people of Israel around on their little patch of desert land. They wanted someone who could wield that kind of power. They wanted someone who could stand up to the emperor, make him shake in his boots. That's the Savior they were expecting. It wasn't supposed to happen this way, my friends. Instead of a mighty army, the people of Israel got one guy, John the Baptist, out in the wilderness, dressed in camel's hair and a leather belt, proclaiming the good news out by the River Jordan. Instead of a wealthy queen, they got a little girl named Mary, barely a young woman, who said, "Here am I. Let it be done according to the Lord's will." Instead of a wealthy king and father figure, they got what I imagine was an even-tempered, mild-mannered stepfather, Joseph, who took his family home to Bethlehem to be counted in the census and couldn't even book a room in the inn. Instead of a king who would overcome the powers of the earth with the same power that they used on the people of Israel, they got a little baby boy born in a manger, surrounded by the stench of farm animals and the sweet scent of hay. He didn't have a throne to defend, a castle to protect. His royal court was made up of a few mild-mannered shepherds, a few odd foreign soothsayers that showed up a few days later. But that is how it happened. It wasn't supposed to be this way, my friends. But that's the way it is with God. God takes the foolish things of this world to shame the wise, the weak things of this world to shame the strong, the downcast and lonely, the wretched of the earth, to shame those who are not. This is the God we serve. Now, I know, my friends, that this is not the Christmas you expected. This wasn't supposed to happen this way. There are thousands dead, millions more struggling because of a pandemic. And we used to be able to gather together when there wasn't anything else we could do, we could at least gather together. And that, even now, has been taken away from us. The one thing we could do in times of sorrow. But I have hope, a small shred of hope. And that's no silver lining on a stormy cloud. It's more like a ray of light in a thundering hurricane. Just a little bit of hope. And that hope is based on a God whose mighty hand and outstretched arm works through the work and struggle of a people who call him by name, a people who are faithful to God in every age. And that's been true through the scriptural story up until today. God took a desert nomad and made him a blessing to the nations. God took a stuttering prince and stood up to Pharaoh. God took a shepherd boy and defeated Goliath. God took a little baby boy and turned the world upside down. This is the God we serve, the God who uses the weak things to shame the strong, the God who's able to use you and me to shine a light of hope in a dark place. Friends, Christmas is happening tonight, not because it was supposed to happen this way, but because you and I are here to witness to it. In the words of Hillel the Elder, if not now, then when? If not you, then who? This is the hope of the world born among us this day, the hope that you carry forth as you share that light and joy and hope with those closest to you and with everyone who needs to hear a good word tonight. Friends, Merry Christmas. The miracle of incarnation is happening today, tonight. So let us go forth, filled with the hope and joy of the Spirit for such a time as this. Amen.